we found labour quite challenging this year. So yeah, we're hoping that we can find enough labour to pick the apple crop going forward.
How tough has it been with the cherries?
I suppose we would say we've been running at probably 30%, 20 to 30% less numbers than we would like. But that's obviously a few of the bigger guys finishing up. So it has loosened up a bit, and we're getting more pickers through every day. So yeah, hopefully we'll have enough to hang around and get the crop off.
How long before the cherry season finishes, Ryan?
Oh, well, we have a really late block down here at Glendevy, so you know we will be finishing, I reckon, mid to late February.
And what are you hearing from other growers at the moment with regard to the cherries? Are they all having the same sort of problems? They're sort of just getting by?
Yes, I know it's been really tight over the last couple of weeks, but as I said earlier, you know, a couple of the really big guys have finished, so all of a sudden there's hundreds of pickers, you know, that have been put off. So a lot of them are filtering down and filling holes in orchards down here, down south.
Now, after the cherries finish, obviously the apples are to come. What sort of things are you doing differently this year which may help the problem of possible labour shortages?
Well, you're correct. We are really, well, I'm really worried about getting the apple crop off, as just like I was the cherries. Historically, we've always found finding pickers for apples more difficult than cherries. So if we're having trouble in the cherries finding pickers, I'm guessing we're going to have some issues trying to get our apple crop off as the season goes, you know, closer to winter and things get colder, and a lot of the people, all the transient pickers probably move back to the mainland, to the warmth. So look, we're trying a few new things. The main one is we've invested some money in some picking machines. We purchased one last year as a trial, thinking that we might have had trouble last year getting pickers, which wasn't the case. There was enough pickers around last year, but you know, going forward, I'm more nervous about pickers for next year than I am this year, because every week there's backpackers going home to their country and no new ones coming in. So yeah, look, we've invested in one machine, and we've got another machine which will turn up before apple harvest. Now what that is it's not a robotic picking machine, it's just a pick assist machine. So the pickers will stand on the machine, they won't have bags, they'll feed the apples into a conveyor belts which will feed them into bin fillers and put them off the end.
So does it mean you need less workers because of these machines?
Probably not less workers, to be honest. Each picker is probably still picking the same amount of bins per person, but what it allows you to do is nearly put anyone of any experience, of any age, of any, you know, with on the machine, and they will be as productive as, you know, a good young fit picker that could pick 5 bins a day. We on this machine, you should be able to let anyone pick that sort of numbers a day.
And these machines don't come cheap.
No, it is a huge investment, but a worthwhile one. And to be honest, the first couple of machines would not only be used for picking, they'll be used for thinning, pruning, you know, trellis work. So really, the first, well, on an orchard the size of ours, which is only small, the first couple of machines you can utilise nearly 12 months of the year. So at least you're spreading your investment over 12 months instead of just the 6-week harvest or 8-week harvest or whatever you have.
And Ryan, where do you think the robotic situation is at? Do you think we'll see robotics in the Huon Valley in the short term?
Look, to be honest, I don't think the short term. I've been around and I've seen the robotic machines work in Victoria and in New Zealand, and look, they work, but they're still quite a way away, in my opinion. Firstly, because they haven't completely work the technology out yet, so they're still working at that. Then the main issue is that they will only work in certain types of orchards, which is a sort of a two-dimensional ultra-modern orchard where the machine can work. 90% of the orchards in Tasmania, you wouldn't be able to use a picking machine. So you've got to really, they've got to come up with the technology of the picking machine, and then we have to adapt our orchards for them to work. So It's a 20-year process to get that around, yeah.
So until all that changes, you've still got to balance the needs of the labour and the needs of how much fruit you've got to pick, eh?
That's right, that's right.
As Glendevy fruit grower Ryan Hankin on preparations for the apple harvest this year as their cherry harvest continues.